The Taoiseach Micheál Martin and other members of the Cabinet are in County Armagh today for a meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council. The potential impact of US tariffs on both sides of the border are part of the discussions. Just before we came on air, I spoke to our Northern editor, Vincent Carney, about what was happening.
Well, Paul, they started meeting shortly after 11 o'clock. It kicked off about 10 minutes late. Today's meeting, a lot of serious items on the agenda, but it kicked off with a light-hearted moment when Taoiseach Micheál Martin arrived. Of course, we know that the huge Euro Millions winning ticket was bought in his constituency, Cork South Central. So he was asked if he was the lucky winner. And they said, no, he was crestfallen when he checked his ticket to find that he hadn't won. Not only that, but he phoned home to his wife, Mary, and asked her to do a quick check to see if they were the winning ticket. But the case, it was not the case. So, as I said, he was crestfallen, disappointed. He went from that inside, then, Paul, to have a bilateral meeting with First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Deputy First Minister Emma Lynn-Pangelly before the round table plenary session started. Now, on the agenda, we're told at the top is business and trade, a discussion around the potential impact of US tariffs for businesses on both sides of the border. Also on the agenda were Magdalen Laundries, Mother and Baby Homes, the Shared Island Fund. And Caseman Park, Paul, was not officially on the agenda, but we're told that that will feature heavily in the discussions. The British government recently agreed to give £50 million towards the project. Now, that's on top of over £40 million already placed by the Irish government, more than £62 million placed by Stormont Executive, and £15 million committed by the GAA. Now, Paul, that still leaves a shortfall of around £100 million. So questions have been asked as to whether or not the Irish government will be prepared to put millions more on the table. Or is the position now been reached where people think the GAA needs to cut its cloth, move forward, scale back the plans and build the stadium with the money on the table? Now, we know that Sinn Féin are pressing very hard for additional money. Now, we'd like to see the stadium built as the GAA originally planned. But there certainly is resistance within the Stormont Executive. From the DUP, they don't believe any additional money should be coming from Stormont. So I think that will feature largely in the questioning after this event. So the press conference is now scheduled to start sometime after 1 o'clock. I'd imagine Caseman Park will be front and centre.
Some of the themes that you mentioned there, like Caseman Park, we've heard before. As a long-term political observer, how do you measure success coming out of such meetings?
Well, you'll know yourself, knowing people, when you come out of these meetings, they're all pretty ambiguous with answers. You very rarely get a yay, but you very rarely get a no. So we'll probably get a middle-of-the-road answer today, but I think certainly the DUP might put their cards on the table very firmly in terms of whether or not money will come from Stormont. And the Irish government has been coming under pressure to make its position clear. You know, will it go beyond the £43 million it has committed, or will the Taoiseach use today as an opportunity to say, no, that's it, that's the final sum of money, and the GAA will effectively have to go back to the drawing board, because the stadium we wanted initially is 34,500 seats. It's now estimated it could cost around £270 million to deliver that, and some are now saying that they have the money, they've earned £170 million, and perhaps the best thing to do might be to move forward, cut the sod, start building a stadium with that a lower capacity in mind. That will be the issue they're pressed on, and that's the issue we might get some kind of definitive answer on.
And that was RT's Northern editor, Vincent Carney. And I can see on the screens that Taoiseach Micheál Martin is just addressing the news conference. So we might get something of that before the end of the programme.